Parshas Mishpatim. Brukhim Aboyim, everybody. We would like to discuss a perhaps somewhat delicate but very fundamental topic tonight, Mitz Hashem, and that is the Inyan of Refuah. The Inyan of Refuah, which we find the Makoir in this week's Parsha on the Pasuk, Verapoi Yerapi, and the doctor will heal. Now, I know many of you are with us also on Monday nights when we are trying to be mischazik in the Inyan of Bitochin, especially during this Shemitah year. And really what we are, Be'ezus Hashem, going to discuss tonight is the interplay between the Chiyuv on the one hand to be Boiteach B'Kodesh Baruch Hu, and yet on the other to seek the help of doctors. Is that a contradiction? Is it recommended? And I have to talk very carefully. I know we have a number of doctors here in the house. So in Mitz Hashem, we will base this Kol Kuloi on the words of Chazal HaKadoshim and Divrei Rabbi Seinu Meforshei HaTorah. On those words, Verapoi Yerapi, and the doctor shall heal. Says the Gemara in Brachas, Tana Debei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael learned, Verapoi Yerapi, the doctor shall heal. Mikan, from here you learn, Shenitna Rashus Leroyfe Lerapis. From here you learn that the doctor indeed has permission to heal. It would sound like that we need a posuk to teach us this. And we would have perhaps thought otherwise. We would have thought that a doctor, in fact, has no right to heal. Says Rashi, yes, this is indeed a chidush. V'loyam rinon, and we do not say that, listen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the illness, he'll probably bring the refuah as well. Why would the doctor intervene? Says Rashi, that's the chidush of this Gemara of Rabbi Yishmael. Others learn, the Ramban learned, that maybe the doctor would say, I don't want to heal the patient because I'm scared, I'll kill him off. Obviously without any evil intentions, but maybe during the course of treating him, chas v'shalom, an accident could happen. Others learn the chiddush of the Torah is that the doctor is allowed to be paid for his services, even though it does say lo samoid al dam reecha, you should never stand on the blood of others, you should try and help everybody. So either way, it's clear in this Gemara that the Reife, the doctor, has rashus to treat the patient. I would perhaps have thought otherwise, but I learned from the Pasuk in this week's parasha, Verapoi Yerapi, and the doctor shall heal. So yes, Mikan Nitna Rashus L'Reife L'Rapis. If you open the Shulchan Aruch, this in fact becomes a Sif L'Halocha in the Shulchan Aruch. In Yerideya Siman Shin Lamed Vav it says, Nitna Rashus, or Natna HaTorah Rashus L'Reife L'Rapis. The Torah has given permission to the doctor to heal. Says the Shulchan Aruch, U'Mitzvahi. Not only is it permissible, it's in fact a mitzvah. And if the doctor does not do so, v'im moinea atzma, if he refrains from treating and healing the patient, then he should know he's a shofech domim, he is a murderer. The big question therefore becomes, it would seem to be very clear in the Gemara and Paskind in the Shulchan Aruch that the doctor has the right and even the obligation to treat and heal the chayla. There is, however, a pasuk in the Novi, in Divrei Hayomim, where it talks about the great Melech Asa. And it says that Asa became ill 39 years into his melucha. And it says, V'becholyoi, and in his illness, V'gam becholyoi, Loi dorash es Hashem, Kiboroifim. He did not be doirish, beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather the doctors. And it's quite clear that this is a criticism of the great Asa HaMelech. What exactly was the criticism? Was the criticism the very fact that he sought the help of doctors? Surely we just learned, Mikan Shenitno Roshos, the Reifei L'Rapois. In fact, we said it's a mitzvah. So L'Chayra, that cannot be the criticism. Says the Chayvus Halvavus. The Chayvus Halvavus, in his great work, the Shar HaBitochin, in Perek Dalad, writes the following words. Be'inyan Habrius V'Hacholi, with regard to staying healthy as opposed to illness, Al Ha'odom Livtoyach B'Boyri B'Zeh. A person has to have bitochin that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring him a refuah shalema. And at the same time, Ulehishtadel, but he does have to do his shtadlus with regard to Brius. He says, this does not mean supernatural, unconventional perhaps medicine, but rather those types of medicine, asher betivom, which naturally can indeed heal the sick. And he brings the pasuk that we first quoted, Kamoi shetzivo habayre, as indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded, not just allowed, but rather commanded, v'rapoi yirapi. He does, however, of course, add, mibli sheyivtach, that does not mean that your bitochin should be placed in the doctor. Your hishtadlus is via the doctor. But your bitochin should not be through that. V'kvayodato, and he says, you know very well what happened with Aso HaMelech. Kesheboteach al haroifim, when he was boteach in the doctors and not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see clearly that the Chovas Halvavos explains to us that the mistake, the Aveira, if we're allowed to call that, on the part of Aso HaMelech, was not that he sought the help of doctors. In fact, that was permissible and, in fact, mandatory. Rather, the problem was, obviously, on his very great Madrega, there seemed to be a lack of bitochein in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather in the doctor. And so too, the Chovas Halvavos says this elsewhere, that even when you go to a doctor, don't forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Reifei Chol Basa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Reifei Chole Amo Yisrael. The doctor is the medium through which that can happen. So the Chovas Halvavos has clearly taught us that Aso was not considered to be criticized because he sought the help of doctors, but rather it was a lack of bitochin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is, however, a world-famous Ramban. The Ramban in Bapashas B'chukosai would seem to disagree with the opinion of the Chovas Halvavos. And I'd like to quote you some of the words of the Ramban, and Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, we will try and work out together whether or not indeed there is a machloikus or is there perhaps common ground. And the Ramban in Parashas Bechukosai writes the following words. V'haklal, he says, ki b'yois Yisrael shleimim, when klal Yisrael asholim, loy yisnahig in yonom beteva klal. Then they operate supernaturally. When klal Yisrael are doing what they are supposed to be doing, they do not operate on the plane of teva. Loy begufom, loy ba'aretzom, in every which way of life, in every sphere of life, they operate on an altogether different plane than all other nations of the world. And he says, therefore, shelo yitztarchu l'roifei, they would therefore never necessitate going to a doctor. After all, he quotes the pasuk, Ani Hashem Reifecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am your doctor. And he says, indeed, this was always the way. V'chein hoyu atzadikim bizman hanavuah. What did the tzadikim do when they were prophets? If they indeed fell ill, lo yidrashu b'roifim, they didn't go to the doctors, rak b'naviim, they went to the naviim. And they went to the naviim to seek their advice, not for medication, but rather, why in fact have I become sick in the first place? Let me know which avera has brought this about, and then I can be chayza b'tshuva. And he quotes the pasuk. Aso HaMelech, he said, was criticized for going to doctors. It would seem to be, therefore, unlike the position of the Chayvus HaVavas, who learned that the criticism was not for the fact that he sought medical help, but rather he placed his bitachin in the doctors, the Ramban would seem to learn that the very fact that he sought the help, the guidance, the treatment of doctors, that's why he was criticized. And then the Ramban writes the famous line, I'm sorry to put all the doctors here out of business, Uma chelek l'roifim, bebeis oisei ratzoin Hashem. What role does a doctor possibly have in those who are oisei ratzoin Hashem? It would seem to be that the Ramban very clearly says that one is not supposed to refer to a doctor. Ma chelek l'roifim. What is the doctor? He has no chelek. He has no position in the base oisei ratzoin Hashem. That would seem to be the position of the Ramban. With the very obvious question, but how does he learn that posuk, v'rapoi yirapei? Didn't the Gemara say absolutely clearly that the doctor has rashus to heal? So how can the Ramban possibly say that, no, you don't go to a doctor, you go to a Navi? Says the Ramban, the question is a non-starter. Look carefully at the words of the Gemara. Mikan nitno rashus l'roifei. The permission is given to the doctor to treat the patient. It does not say that there is permission for the patient to seek the help of the doctor. It doesn't say that. The chidush over here, says the Ramban, if the chayla indeed comes to the roifei, then the roifei is allowed to treat him. But it doesn't say anywhere there that the chayla was allowed to come and seek the help of the roifei in the first place. This chidush is not directed at the patient, it's directed at the doctor. As we said before, I would have thought that perhaps the roifei is not allowed to treat him. Perhaps it'll end up killing him, chas v'shalom. The chidush is the doctor is allowed to treat him. But it doesn't say that the chayla is allowed to go. This is what's commonly referred to as the world-famous machloikas between the Chayvus HaVavas and the Ramban. And it certainly seems to be that way. The Chayvus HaVavas says it is perfectly permissible, in fact, obligatory. It's a mitzvah, mandatory to go to a doctor. At the same time, to be b'teach v'ashem, v'rapo yirapeh, he says. Whereas the Ramban seems to be taking not just a different, but an opposing stance. It's also to go to a doctor. Ma chelek l'roifim. What role does the doctor possibly have the base oisei ritzayin Hashem? So we need to know, of course, is this indeed a machlekes, and how do we paskin? So in order to try and explain, we will explain in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and as we'll see, the Mishnah Brura perhaps, and others, that indeed there could well be common ground over here. And perhaps, mar omar choda, umar omar choda, v'loi plihi, maybe there is no machlekes. But in order to appreciate this, let us remind ourselves of a famous Gemara. A Gemara that we have discussed and learned in the past. We are now switching track. Let's talk about Hishtadlus, not in the area of Refuah, but in the area of Parnasa. Says the famous Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei, Tanu Rabbanan, Va'osafta Degonecho, and you shall collect, you should gather in your grain. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, I might have thought that you are mechuyev to learn Torah day and night. Comes along the Torah and says, no. Va'osafta Degonecho, Hanheig bohen minhag derech eretz. You also have to put the Torah aside on occasion in order to be involved in what the Gemara calls derech eretz, the way of the world, what we call parnasa, divrei Rebbe Yishmael. Please note, the author of this statement is Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Yishmael says that the Torah is requiring us to do our ishtadlus for Paranasa, and it's learnt in the words Va'asafta de Gonecho. Says Reb Shimon ben Yehoshua, how can that be? A person will plow, and a person will sow, and a person will harvest, and a person will winnow. Torah ma teheoleho. So what will become of Torah? Says Reb Shimon ben Yehoshua, I disagree therefore. One cannot possibly pasken hanheig bohen minag derech eretz. What will be with limud Torah? Elo, says Rav Shimon ben Yochai, bizman she Yisrael oisin ratzoyne shal mokin. When Klal Yisrael are following the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will not necessitate doing hishtadlus for Paranasa. Why not? Melachton nasis alidei achirem. Their work will be done by others. Their parnasa will come to them, it's true, through hishtadlus, but not through their hishtadlus. This is the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Let us not forget, isn't this the same Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who having been in the cave for 12 years, came out, saw somebody plowing the land, and what did he say? Why is this person being involved in Paranasa? He looked at him and he was burnt to death on the spot. That's Rav Shimon ben Yochai's opinion. So we have a machlokes, Rav Yishmael and Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Omar Abaya. Now listen to these words very carefully. Omar Abaya. Harbe osu k'Rav Yishmael. Many did like Rabbi Yishmael, meaning they involved themselves in Paranasa, va'olsa b'yodon, and they were successful. K'Rav Shimon ben Yochai, there were those who did like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, v'loy olson b'yodon, and they were unsuccessful. It would seem to be that the Gemara is clearly paskening like Rabbi Yishmael, you are supposed to be oisik b'derech eretz. That would seem to be the maskana of this Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin his colossal yesod. The Gemara did not say halacha k'Rav Yishmael. What did the Gemara say? Many did like Rav Yishmael and they were successful. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, do you know what this means? This is indeed the correct mahalach for the many, for the rabbin. But it doesn't mean that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's opinion is ruled out completely. That's a mahalach which is appropriate only for the minority. But for the masses, rabbin, harbe, many did like Rabbi Yishmael and they were successful. The general psak for the hamoin am is, you've got to be Isaac in Parnassah. Rav Shimon ben Yochai's opinion is not deleted. It is also a perfectly valid approach, but it's not the approach for the masses. It's only for very special Yechidei Sgula. We all know the famous Rambam, right at the end of Hilchas Shmita, when he says that Shevet Levi, they don't do ishtadlus for Parnasa, they're provided for by the rest of Klal Yisrael. And says the Rambam, don't think this is limited to Shevet Levi. Anybody who is makdish his entire life to Limud Torah can also, as it were, become a Levi, quote unquote. And he becomes Kodesh Kodshim. What was in the Kodesh Kodshim? A little flask of mon. He will be provided by others, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with mon. Everybody can become that, but that's not the psak for the rabbin. That's not the psak for the rabbin. Most people cannot claim to be these yechidei skula, these outstanding individuals on the level of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who can provide, who can base their parnasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide without any hishtavlus. And in fact, Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim writes this in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim is commenting on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Vav, which says that after davening you should learn, and after learning you should go to work. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Says the Bi'ur Halacha, Ze Ne'mar Lichlau Ho'olam. This is indeed a psak for the general masses. Avol Anoshim Yechidim. There are perhaps far and few between, but they exist, the individuals. Yecholim Lehimotse Bechaleis. They can always be found in every generation. And he quotes the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamtzi Lohem Parnasasim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide, and he sends us to that Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita. Everybody, as it were, can become the Rav Shimon ben Yochai. It would seem to be, therefore, that there are two approaches. There are the approach of Rav Yishmael, which is the appropriate approach for the masses, for the Hamoin Am. And then there are Yechidei Skula, those who dedicate their life to learning, whether it be a Boch in Yeshiva, or an Avreich in Koilel, Baruch Hashem, Kein Yirbu here in Eretz Yisrael, they are living the life of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. But that's not the psak halacha for the masses. Now let's come back to our story. We're not talking about parnasa, we're talking about refuah. I'd like to read you the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Yesh beis mine bitochin. There are two levels of bitochin. Bitochin shel hachoyves halvovois, ubitochin shel haramban. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, if we have the chovas halvovois telling us that we should go to doctors, and we have the Ramban telling us that we shouldn't, they are both correct. Yes, it is true that according to the chovas halvovois, you're supposed to be boiteach b'kodesh baruch hu, coupled with hishtadlus, going to the doctor. And according to the Ramban, you're not supposed to be going to the doctor. Says the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Ha'oived Hasholem, the perfect Eved Hashem, Ein Lidroish Klal Berefuah Tivis. He's not supposed to be involving himself in natural quote unquote means, and so too Gamba Paranasa, Ein Sorech Shum Hishtadlus. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta has l'chayra helped us understand that the Chovas Halvavos and the Ramban may not be arguing, or at least there is much common ground. The approach of the Chovas Halvavos is the appropriate approach for most people. There are Yechidei Skula, as the Ramban himself wrote. He said at the times of Nevi'im, the Tzadikim went to the Nevi'im. He didn't say the masses went to the Nevi'im. So if you are on that very lofty level, just like for Parnassah, that you subscribe to the Mahalach of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that it's not necessary to do Ishtadlis for Parnassah, then it may well be, yes, you don't have to do Ishtadlis either for purposes of refuah. But if you're not on that level, and most people are not on that level, then they go with the Mahalach of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbeisai, let's come back to the very first Gemara that we began with. The Rapoi Yerapoi, says the Torah on this week's parasha, says the Gemara, the Toni Rabbi Yishmael. It's the same Rabbi Yishmael talking. The Rapoi Yerapoi Mikan Shenitna Roshus L'Roifei L'Rapois. Yes, this is indeed the approach of Rabbi Yishmael. It's the same Rabbi Yishmael who told us in Brachas to go and be Mishtadel for Parnasa. This is the same Rabbi Yishmael who's telling us you've got to seek the guidance and the help and the treatment of doctors as well. The Kehilos Yaakov, the stipler, once wrote a letter. He was asked, is it a lack of bitochin to sign up here in Eretz Yisrael to Kupat Cholim? Is that a lack of bitochin? Said the stipler the following words. Vadai, that's true. Mi sheyesh loy bitochin be'emes la'amitoi. If somebody has the highest level of bitochin that he won't become sick, and if he does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal him, then Olav, it is incumbent on him to go b'derech habitochin k'shita toramban, if indeed you're on that level. But he says, I would be very surprised in motzu b'doireinu if there's somebody in our generation sheyesh loy bitochin be'emes. Besides, for he says, yechidei skula, there may well be individuals, but they are far and few between. Ubederech klal, and in the main, says the stipler, hahanhogehi kedas hachoivas halvavois. Even though it's true, there are those, yechidim, who can perhaps be connected to the Mahalach of the Ramban, but they are only yechidei sgula. But the masses cannot possibly subscribe to that, and they must therefore go with the Mahalach of the Chevas Alvavos. Now there is a fascinating letter, and we'll soon see in a story, from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes the following letter. He says, I hold Hishtadlus with regard to Brios is a mitzvah and a chayva. He says, look at the world. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have created medication otherwise? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have created so many plants that provide medicinal benefits for a chayla? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have planted in the world Chochmas HaRefua? And therefore I maintain, says the Chazon Ish, that yes, to go and seek the guidance of a roife, of a doctor, is a mitzvah. But then he adds the following words. Im ki, however, yesh derech. I am not dismissing that there is an alternative approach, but darkei Hashem, it is also a valid approach in avodas Hashem, ledaleg al hateva, to skip over this mahalach. Very, very interesting. The Chazon Ish clearly says that essentially it's a mitzvah to do ishtadlus in the area of refuah, but I am not completely dismissing the alternative. There is a way to be medalik. There is a way to be medalik. And the Chazon Ish himself, in Emuna and Bitochin, in his famous sefer, says that a person becomes ill, essentially should be chayza b'tshuva, but he can go to the doctor. He should go to the doctor. He quotes the Ramban in Parshas Bukhukosai as saying that one should not. He says, Zu madrega shel b'nei aliyah k'rav Shimon ben Yochai. The Ramban was referring to those yechidei skula, but that's not the masses. That's not the masses. Now I'll tell you a phenomenal thing. The Chazon Ish said that there are yechidei sgula. Is he one of them? Let me share with you another letter of the Chazon Ish that I found. The Chazon Ish said, on one particular Yom Kippur, the doctor said he should not fast. The Chazon Ish said that normally I go b'derech hateva and I follow the advice of doctors. But oisa Yom Kippur, on that particular Yom Kippur, said the Chazon Ish about himself, I am going with the Mahalach of the Ramban, Ma Chelech L'Roifim, B'Beis Oisei Ritzoin Hashem. The very same Chazon Ish who said that this refers to Yechidei Sgula, and Yechidei Sgula only, clearly maintained that he was in that bracket. This, clearly, make no mistake about it, is absolutely not the psak for the rabbin. If the doctor says that it's life-threatening to fast, then it's also to fast. The Chazon Ish was the exception to that rule. So it would seem to be that that seems to be the correct mahalach. For most of us, the Hamoin Am, we go with Rabbi Yishmael, whether it be in Binyane Parnosa or Binyane Rafua, and we must seek the guidance of doctors. There are Yechidei Sgula who can adopt the bitochin of the Ramban, Ma Inyan Roifim, Ma Chelek Roifim, the base Eisei Ritzein Hashem. We must, of course, not forget that the very same Chovas Halvavas who told us that, yes, you should go to a doctor, but in that same sentence he says, the bitochin, however, is not in the doctor. And that's critical. As the Shulchan Aruch tells you, that when you go, for example, for bloodletting, and the Mishnah Berurah says this applies to all medication, you should first daven. Yehi rotzei milfonecho Hashem Eloikai, shiyehi esek zeh li l'refua. The tefillah. I haven't forgotten who is the ultimate Reifei Chol Basa. The doctor is the medium. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the healer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Al Yedei Tfilah Zu, through davening, Yosim Bitchoinoi Boy. He is clearly his placing his Bitochain in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Recently I was involved in a case in which I had to send somebody to therapy. And the therapist wrote me an email and she said, thank you for referring to me this patient and trusting me. I wrote back, I'm trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May you indeed be a worthy shliach. The bitachin is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The medium might well be the therapist, might well be the doctor. Let's, Rabbeisai, just finish with one concluding thought. We daven every single day, Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei rofi. Isn't that a tautology? A double lashon, Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei rofi. Heal us and we will become healed. Doesn't seem to make sense. So I think that the explanation may well be the following. And this is our concluding thought tonight. The Medrash tells us that essentially when somebody becomes unwell, first and foremost, he should have a good look at his spiritual self apart from his physical self. And the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kiven she'choizrin lefonai b'tshuva. If they would be choizer b'tshuva, hareini merapom, indeed, I will heal them. We are all now currently standing in the weeks of Shoivavim. The word Shoivavim is in fact a word in the Novi, in Yirmiyahu, where it says, Shuvu bonim shevavim. Return, my children, erpa, and I will heal you. Heal in the spiritual sense, heal in the physical sense. When we indeed want to be chayza b'tshuva, there is a posuk that says, Hashiveinu Hashem eilecha v'noshuva. That's not a tautology. Hashiveinu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the Siyata Deshmaya to return in Shuva V'Noshuva, and then indeed we will be able to do so. And maybe that's exactly what it means, Refa'enu Hashem V'Neirofi. Not just the simple translation referring to the physical illness, but Refa'enu Hashem, please grant us Siyata Deshmaya to heal spiritually, and then V'Neirofi. Then indeed we will be able to be chayzer b'tshuva. And I found indeed that the Prima Godim on the Shulchan Aruch says these words absolutely clearly. He says, Rafa'inu Hashem v'nei rofe, al derech, this is similar to Hashiveinu Hashem eilecha v'noshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will start the process, v'achakach onu, and then we. V'zehu sho'imrim, and this is what we say every day in our davening, Rafa'inu Hashem. Ha'haschola mimcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need that help. Grant us the Siyata Deshmaya, and then v'nei rofe, indeed, anachnu mesaimin, we will be able to finish off. All of this is encapsulated in two lines in the Chasam Sofer, and with this we finish. The Chasam Sofer on this week's parasha says, Ma loy lehischakim. Why does a person need to outsmart the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If he becomes sick, yachkor, he should really investigate, acha hasiba horishoino. Look at the source. And if he thinks he's been over avera shegoram loy, the yoshiv mimeno, he should be chayze betshuva, the yispalel Hashem, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yirpo'ehu, and that way he will be healed. So in summary, therefore, what seems to be like a very big machloikas between the Chovas Halvavos and the Ramban, whether it is indeed correct to seek the treatment of a doctor, but the mahalach of many achreinim is that in fact there is no machloikas. For the masses, that is the appropriate mahalach. There are Yechidei Sgula who perhaps can adopt a different approach. But that's not the psak for most of us. The Hamoin Am do have to seek the help of doctors. But at the same time, remembering, as the Chovas Havodos himself pointed out, number one, not to be boiteach in the doctor. The doctor is the keli, is the medium, is the intermediary through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send the refuah shleima. And finally, not to forget that besides for the physical hishtadlus, no less important, and perhaps more important, the spiritual hishtadlus. Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei rofe is the perfect parallel to Hashiveinu Hashem eilecho v'noshuvo. So may indeed Be'ezah Hashem will be zeicha only to hear Besurais Tevois, Yeshuais, Refuais for all those who need them. And I wish you all a very good Shabbos.
Take care. Thank you, Rabbi.
All the good Shabbos.
All right. Good Shabbos.